You guys correspond daily?
Yeah, I mean, we talk, I would say, a couple times a week. You know, congratulations to him. You know, he signed a big deal, and he could play, you know, stress-free. And I'm excited to watch him this year, you know, try to get everything he wants.
How much of an advantage is that, you know, you come into this camp, but you have someone else to lean on that's not in it day-to-day but knows exactly what you're going through and what you need to do?
Absolutely. You know, all these guys know what I'm going through. You know, they were all in my shoes at one point. So I'm constantly leaning on others for advice, and they're giving it to me, so...
This is the preseason game that everyone touts is the one to be in. You got the start the last game. This one, have you been told if you're starting? And what do you look for yourself personally in this one?
No, I haven't been told anything. You know, I honestly just look personally, just make clear up mistakes that I made last game, and you know, improve upon little nuances that I might have understood, but maybe not grasped fully. So I'm just trying to improve every day, improve every game, and I'm excited to play.
When you first started, I know every player believes in themselves that you could come and start in this game. And now that the chance really is a reality, what do you tell yourself? Do you keep yourself even keel, or what is your mindset going forward?
I just try to do the same thing, you know, same guy every day. You know, I prepare the same, I practice the same. I just try to bring the same energy every day because, I mean, you never know in this game of football. And, you know, I feel like if you prepare the same way every day, you won't ever be surprised.
You and Audie out there look like you're having fun, though. Amidst it all, right? He's kind of a fun guy.
I mean, well, how could we not have fun? We're out here playing football, you know. We're having a blast.
Now, I know that you said that you want to correct the mistakes. You want to make the same twice. And I know that Zim and George are in your ear. But is there anything that you personally, maybe they haven't been saying, that you personally think you need to work on?
My patience, you know. I mean, they might have told me that once or twice or three times, but I definitely think I need to work on that myself. You know, I get a little antsy sometimes. I'm excited, you know. I'm young. I'm excited. I'm out there, and sometimes I get a little impatient, so I got to slow down a little bit. Oh, you know, everyone needs to stay in their gaps, myself included, and you need to strike and get off the blocks.
Has that been a huge emphasis the last couple weeks for you guys?
Absolutely. You know, we always emphasize stopping the run, and especially as linebackers, we take pride in that. So, I mean, especially when they get little gashes here and there, we got to stop that bleeding.
Is that one of the things you think you need to improve on? I mean, they always talk about your range, your coverage ability, and that sort of thing, but stopping the run and being physical, is that one of the main emphasis?
Absolutely. Especially when we're blitzing, you know, when they run out of the blitz, you got to still maintain your gap and your leverage.